Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Nikunja, you know, Rocky Kaili Siddhyayi. Yayali Hiyukti Apekshaniya. Satrati Dakshad Ativalabhasya. Vande Guru Sri Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Chimarandhasya. Jnana Anjana Chalakaya. Chakshur Unmilitam Yena. Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 20, Studying the Structure of the Universe, Part 7, Loka Loka, Aloka Varsha, and the Sun.
Srila Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit.
Thereafter, beyond the ocean of sweet water and fully surrounding it, is a mountain named Loka Loka, which divides those regions that are full of sunlight from those not lit by the sun. Beyond the ocean of sweet water is a tract of land as broad as the area between the middle of Mount Sumeru and the boundary of Manasotra Mountain. In that tract of land, there are many living beings, and beyond it, extending to Loka Loka Mountain, is another land which is made of gold. And because of its golden surface, it reflects light like the surface of a mirror, and any physical article that falls on that land can never be perceived again. Therefore, all living entities have abandoned that golden land. Between the lands inhabited by living entities and those that are uninhabited stands the great mountain which separates the two, and which is therefore celebrated as Loka Loka. And by the supreme will of Krishna, the mountain known as Loka Loka has been installed as the outer border of the three worlds.
Burloka, Bhuvarloka, and Svarloka.
Just to control the rays of the sun throughout the universe. All the luminaries from the sun up to Dhruvaloka distribute their rays throughout the three worlds, but only within the boundary formed by this mountain. Because it is extremely high, extending even higher than Dhruvaloka, it blocks the rays of the luminaries, which therefore can never extend beyond it. Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements, and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Loka Loka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe, or in other words, 125 million yojanas, which corresponds to 1 billion miles.
Thus, the calculation is that the diameter of the universe is 500 million yojanas, or 4 billion miles.
On the top of Loka Loka Mountain are the four Gajapatis, the best of elephants, who were established in the four directions by Lord Brahma himself, who is the supreme spiritual master for the entire universe. The names of those elephants are
Rishabha, Pushkarachuda, Vamana, and Aparajita.
These four elephants are responsible for maintaining the planetary systems of the universe. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of all transcendental opulences, and he is the master of the spiritual sky as well. He is the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, the Supersoul of everyone. The demigods, led by Indradeva, King of Heaven, are entrusted with seeing to the affairs of this material world. To benefit all living beings found throughout the varied planets, and to increase the power of those elephants and the demigods, the Lord manifests himself on top of that mountain in a spiritual body uncontaminated by the modes of material nature. Surrounded by his personal expansions and assistants like Vishvaksena, the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits all of his perfect opulences, such as religion and knowledge, as well as his mystic powers, such as Anima, Laghima, and Mahima. Godhead is thus beautifully situated and is decorated by the different weapons held in his four hands. The various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such as Narayana and Vishnu, are beautifully decorated with different weapons. Godhead exhibits those forms just to maintain all the varied planets created by his personal potency, Yogamaya. And so, my dear King Parikshit, outside Loka Loka Mountain is the tract of land known as Aloka Varsha, which extends for the same breadth as the area within the mountain. In other words, 125 million yojanas, corresponding to 1 billion miles. And beyond Aloka Varsha is the destination of those who aspire for liberation from this material world. That is beyond the jurisdiction of the material modes of nature, and is therefore completely pure. And I will describe later how Lord Krishna took Arjuna through this place just to bring back the dead sons of a Brahmana. The sun globe is situated vertically in the middle of the universe, in the area between Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka, which is called Antariksha, or outer space. And the distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe is 25 koti yojanas, or 2 billion miles. The sun god is also known as Vairaja, the total material body for all living entities. Because the sun god has entered this dull egg of the universe at the time of creation, the sun god is also called Martanda. The sun god is also known as Hiranyagarbha because he received his material body from Hiranyagarbha, or Lord Brahma. O King Parikshit, the sun god and the sun planet divide all the directions of this universe, and it is only because of the presence of the sun that we can understand what the sky, the higher planets, this world, and the lower planets are. It is only because of the sun that we can understand which places are for material enjoyment, which are for liberation, and which are hellish and subterranean. All living entities, including demigods, human beings, animals, birds, insects, reptiles, creepers, and trees, depend upon the heat and light given by the sun god from the sun planet. Furthermore, it is only because of the sun's presence that all living entities can see, and therefore the sun god is called Drig Ishwara, the personality of Godhead presiding over sight. Recorded July 22, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. Bhuje Savye Venu Shirasi Shiki Pucham Kati Tate. Dukulam Netrante Sahachara Kataksham Vidid Hate. Sada Srimad Vrindavana Vasati Leela Parichayo. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatu Me. 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 Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatu Me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
In his left hand, Lord Jagannath holds a flute. Upon his head, he wears peacock feathers, and on his hips, he wears a fine yellow silken cloth. From the corners of his eyes, Jagannath bestows sidelong glances upon his loving devotees. And Jagannath always reveals himself through his pastimes in his divine abode of Vrindavan. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Bhavatu Me.